Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today on the podcast and radio program, we will spend a little time talking about the Read to Achieve Summer Camp. That's a relatively new thing, I think, going into our third year we talked about before we went on. My very special guest on the program is Ron Moss. He's our elementary supervisor. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate you being on. Mr. Moss wears lots of hats in our small school district, but the main thing he does is manage all the curriculum stuff for the elementary schools, from additional teacher training to performance and special activities like these camps. So let's start out with just Mr. Moss describing for the listeners the Read to Achieve Camp. What is it, and where did it come from, and what's the purpose of the camp?
Okay, the purpose of the camp is to help students who have not met the benchmark set for third grade achieve that goal over the course of the summer. We have this camp because 4 years ago the state legislature passed a law stating that all students must be reading on grade level by the end of third grade. And one of the things that they provided for were summer reading camps to give students who had not met the goal by the end of third grade an opportunity over the summer to receive some intensive, you know, reading instruction with our best teachers in small groups. And they have that opportunity over the 4 weeks to, you know, to get that instruction, to benchmark, to meet the benchmark, and move on to fourth grade.
Okay. And we've done pretty well with that. We'll talk a little bit later about how we've done the last couple of years. So how about just when and where, some of the location basics about the summer camp?
Yes. Okay. So our summer camp will be held at Clyde Elementary School from starting June the 15th and ending on July the 8th. I will let parents know that, you know, the 1st of July and the 4th of July are holidays, so there is a long break over that time. And for parents who are not familiar with how we've done this before, we are providing transportation to Clyde. The parents will need to have their students at their home school. So, for example, if a third grader is a third grader at Hazelwood, the parent will have their child there at a certain point in time. We'll get a letter out with time. And they will catch the bus at Hazelwood and ride the bus to Clyde. The camp will begin, you know, kids are there by 7:30. They eat breakfast. Classes start at 8. They'll finish at noon, they'll have lunch, and then the buses will take the kids back to their home school beginning at 12:30. Parents will be notified as to what time to pick them up there.
Right. And some parents, I guess, will just drive.
Oh, yeah. They can drive, drop them off. And,
Okay. Very, very good. And so who would attend the summer reading?
Okay. This would be any third grade student who did not meet the level P benchmark on the M-Class reading assessment for third grade, or who did not meet the cutoff of a 3, 4, or 5 on the beginning of grade test in third grade, or who did not make a 3, 4, or 5 on the end of grade test that students are currently taking.
All right. Very good. Okay, and so tell us how the summer camp is organized. It was a big hit previous year.
Oh, it has been.
Even though it was a reading camp, people were like, it was almost like summer fun camp. They were learning so much and doing lots of things with science and other curriculum areas. But just tell us how it's organized from students and teachers and what it looks like if you're there.
Okay, what we have attempted to do in our office is to pick, you know, some of the very best teachers to do the teaching over the summer camp to ensure that kids are going to grow.
Yeah, and Mr. Moss is being nice. We literally, we haven't picked people because we know them and like them. We've picked people because we look at their performance data and they have taught children, and children have done well with them, or they have moved children,
right,
helped children grow during the year.
Right.
So by design, we're picking people who can get it done.
Absolutely. Okay, what we've been certain to do over the last 3 years, including this year, is to keep the size of the group the teacher has small. So teachers will be working with no more than 6 students. We will group students of like
reading levels,
right, so that there again the teacher can hone in on what that group of students needs without having to spend a lot of time meeting the needs of,
right,
you know, a variety of levels. And we do believe, you know, by keeping those class sizes small and grouping students in that way, you know, there is sure to be the growth that needs to be made so kids can meet those benchmarks. And that has proved to be the case, you know, over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what we do in terms of the instruction, you know, the legislature requires that research-based practices are being used. And our district, I will say, is ahead of the curve, because even during the school year, we're using research-based best practices to teach reading, and we follow those same frameworks over the summer. However, what we have done, you know, in our third grade camp, and this is what makes it more of a camp feel, we have purchased a science curriculum that integrates the literacy. So what happens, kids read books on a specific topic, then that builds their background. They're learning to read. They're demonstrating that learning. And then they take that background knowledge that they've taken from that book, and they begin to conduct experiments. So, for example, one of the books the students read is called Jess Makes Hair Gel. Well, they have to talk about the book. They have to answer the questions, you know, that kind of thing. But the whole process of the scientific method is discussed in that book. And so the activity then that the kids engage in after reading the book is they pair them up in groups, and the groups have to put ingredients together to create their own hair gel. And then they can use it at school or take it home. Or,
right.
You know.
Not during the regular year, please. But,
yes.
But we're doing, the whole point, listeners, is that we're doing things that put the learning in context for students so they'll understand it. They're not just reading something.
Right.
The what they've read, the nonfiction scientific process of making hair gel or whatever they're
right.
reading about is internalized. So they're
right.
actually learning information and keeping it in their brains.
Right.
It's not just a nice sounding story.
Right. And I can just tell you, you know, my experience over the last 2 years being in the school, on the day that activity is done, the kids are running around excited.
Right.
They put the hair gel in their hair and,
right.
you know, it's just it's a fun experience.
Well, it must be nice to be young and have hair.
Yeah.
Which I do not. Okay, I'm getting a little giddy here toward the end of the program. Just one or two things real quick, because we're running short on time. But we don't have this year's results because the camp's, you know, still not over. But tell us how we've done in previous years.
Over the last 2 years, we have shown, or students have shown, as much as a 15% growth in their reading. We have had very few students who have not met the benchmarks by the time summer school's over. They work hard. Teachers are working hard. It's very successful.
Okay. I appreciate you being on today.
Great to be here.
And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.